great to be awake, but I've been awake for a lot longer than you today.
I know. Bit of jet lag and stuff. You're coming to us live from New York City, the Big Apple. We'll talk about Apple shortly, but we're kicking off with Samsung. You're there ahead of their Unpacked event. Tell us more.
Yeah, they put me on a plane and packed me in a bag and sent me over here because twice a year they have an event called Unpacked. The first one's in February, March, where they unveil their Galaxy S device, their main smartphone. And this week we assume we're going to see their folding phones. So these are their Galaxy Z Fold, Galaxy Z Flip. And they also like to announce new watches and things. So pretty much, you know, going by the leaks and the rumours, it'll be the same fare. It's fascinating to me, though, because this is the fourth generation of folding and flip smartphones. We're talking about, you know, smartphones, glass screens that fold shut. So just honestly still a remarkable thing, but there's no one else doing it. There's certainly not Apple. There's no other big competitor doing this in the market. So Samsung have this clear space to do whatever they want and grow the market. And they say the market's growing in big numbers. So it's fascinating to see. And they'll announce all this very, very late Wednesday night Australian time. So Thursday morning, you'll wake up to much news from Samsung in the flip and folding phone space.
Yeah, and keep an eye on EFTM.com as well across the week for the details there. Now, dust off the vinyl, a new record player, $700. Is this a good value for getting back to the vinyl or not?
Well, I tell you, it's not as good a value as the moment I picked it up because it was $500 when I saw it. But having reviewed it and done it on television, I think they put the price up. But I still think $700 is a pretty darn good price because this one from Monster at JB Hi-Fi, Monster being the brand, it's a turntable, but it also has two speakers. So you don't need a hi-fi system for this to work. It's all in the box. You can literally unbox it, put it on a table, and play some records. Now, I think most people like me probably have either their family's collection or their own collection of vinyls from, you know, childhood days sitting in boxes under the stairs or in the garage. And it was a joy to open that box and go through and find, you know, I sorted all my sister's Kylie Minogue, put those in a box, and then got my John Farnham and put those aside and went up and put the vinyl down, 33, 45, enjoy an album, play a single, and then introduce my kids to the fact that when you want the next song, you need to go and get the vinyl. You need to not go and pick up the record and put it on the player. There's no shuffle here. You need to own the disc. So I loved it. I think it's a fascinating way to bring back your vinyl collection or get into vinyl because they still sell it. Very expensive these days, $70 for a vinyl album. But, $700 for the Monster turntable with two speakers at JB Hi-Fi. I reckon it's a good buy.
And, of course, Trevor, we believe you, your sister's Kylie Minogue record. Sure, okay.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah.
And had the Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan song too. Very sad.
Now, finally, Apple's AirTag. We have touched on these before. This is brilliant, I reckon.
It is. And, you know, a reminder for those that haven't heard us talk about this, the Apple AirTag is a little device about the size of a 20-cent piece, which you basically can locate lost things. So you put it on your key ring and you misplace your keys, it'll help you find them within an inch of where they are. Or if you've lost them somewhere else outside your home, it'll help you track down broadly where they are. Now, I found a bunch of accessories, probably since I was talking to you about this last. I've been sent so many accessories that allow you to put these AirTags in so many places. So luggage, pets. There's a collar for your pets that allows you to put an AirTag on them so that you'll know broadly which way they've gone when they've gone runabout. And even one for the bike. So someone with a bike might be familiar with the drink bottle holder. You take that off and there's an attachment to put the AirTag holder between the bike frame and the drink bottle holder so it's concealed. It won't be spotted by any thief. But if someone does steal your bike, you've got a very good chance of understanding where that is. And that's going to help you track it down and hopefully get it recovered. So there are so many ways to use an Apple AirTag. I found all these accessories and I've listed them up on EFTM.com.
Unfortunately, it can't find lost love. But anyway.
Oh, what a sad thing to say at this hour of the morning.
Mate, you enjoy yourself there in New York. We'll keep an eye on EFTM.com for all the latest news there. We'll talk to you again next week.
A pleasure, mate. Talk to you then.